This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
UPS and its union, the Teamsters, last week ended negotiations with no deal. The union's contract expires July 31st, at which time 350,000 UPS workers are free to go on strike. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
The last time UPS workers went on strike was 1997. It lasted 15 days and cost $850 million. Jason Miller is a professor of supply chain management at Michigan State.
Pure chaos was the best it can be described. And we didn't have this incredible amount of e-commerce packages.
Back then, Amazon mostly sold books, and Target and Walmart didn't offer online shopping. UPS delivers about a third of the country's parcels. Miller says other carriers won't be able to absorb all the volume. And nearly half of UPS's deliveries is business-to-business shipments.
Wholesalers of professional and commercial equipment, so like computers, smartphones, and things like that.
It means production of some goods could slow. There is a silver lining. Willie Shee is a professor of management at Harvard.
If this has to happen, this is probably as good a time as any.
Americans haven't been buying as much stuff, and summer is a low shipping season. But Shee says it'll still be very disruptive. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.